Paul Prendergast was 24 years old when he built his house in Johnston on a new development next to the Pocasset River. Living next to the river was a big draw for Prendergast, but the river's peace and calm was short-lived.
And within 6 months of moving in, I knew I had made the biggest mistake of my life when we had our first flood issue. It was on Super Bowl Sunday in 1979.
Local papers referred to this flood as the Great Flood of 79, with nearly $1 million in damages and 250 water emergencies reported by the local fire department. Since then, Prendergast averages two floods each year, floods that keep getting worse. There's a reason why his land floods.
I learned later that my developer was the former town administrator, and through some method he purchased the land and it became developable all of a sudden.
The land wasn't developable simply because it was a floodplain. That's the area of land next to a river or stream that stores and regulates floodwaters. Prendergast couldn't sell his house knowing it sits on a flood zone, so he tried to make it as livable as possible. He closed off the garage door and converted it into a family room, hoping that a solid wall would act as a dam. He added pumping stations in the basement and built a garden wall around his house. None of these changes were enough to keep the river waters out during a flood in 2005. The basement was in 4.5 feet of water. Now it's nearly empty.
We lost couches and chairs, and there was a day bed, and my piano was over there, and it was just all floating around. And that's happened twice. So that's why you can see, you might be able to hear the echo in here because of how empty it is. We just don't use it.
Sometimes Prendergast doesn't use the garage he added to his house. Depending on the weather forecast, he'll park his car up the hill during heavy rainstorms. It's become a routine.
And that takes a toll. That level of anxiety is very taxing, to get calls from my now ex-wife that the water's coming up. What do I do? And she doesn't know how to turn off the gas and turn off the electricity and all the things that you have to do. So I think in a large part, this issue contributed greatly to our divorce. She just couldn't take the anxiety anymore.
But relief is on the horizon. Federal emergency money flowed into the state for the devastating damage caused by the big flood in March of 2010, a state-declared disaster. Some of that leftover money will benefit Johnston.
You know, thank goodness for this extra money that a community didn't use. They're going to transfer it here.
That's Mayor Joseph Palacina. He says a division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture relocated a few of Prendergast's neighbors away from the river back in 2010. That office has $1.7 million left over to buy out a couple of more homes, demolish them, and restore that land back to what it used to be, low, flat, grassy land next to the river.
They restore it back, and this way when the Pocasset fills up, the water will go onto that property, and hopefully it acts like a reservoir. It slows it down from going into Cranston, flooding out Cranston. So what happens is it allows the water to fill up on the banks or the property itself.
The Pocasset River begins in the northwestern part of Johnston, flows southeast through town, under Interstate 295 and along other highways, until it eventually flows into the city of Cranston. In 2001, a division of the USDA estimated that more than 600 acres of wetlands in the Pocasset watershed were destroyed or altered to develop Johnston and Cranston. Chuck Horbert is a supervising scientist with the Department of Environmental Management's Freshwater Wetlands Program. He says development has filled in areas of wetlands and floodplains that would normally store floodwaters. And all that concrete it takes to build parking lots and strip malls has also increased hard surfaces that don't allow rain to soak through the way natural ground would. Horbert says much of the development happened before strong wetland and flood protection regulations.
Now what has happened is even though we have these protections in places, there are still projects that are occurring that don't need DEM approval that are still contributing runoff to these areas. And over the years, with climate change that has occurred, you're simply getting larger, more intense rainfall events, as well as more rain events, and overall higher volumes of rainfall in these areas.
Unless steps are taken to better manage stormwater, Horbert says floods could continue to get worse in densely developed areas that have lost natural spaces to soak up or store all that extra water. Water that has caused significant damages in places like Johnston, Cranston, and Warwick. The small pool of money available for Johnston is enough to remove 2 to 3 properties, even though more properties qualify for help. Resident Paul Prendergast couldn't be more grateful for the chance to let go of his flood-ridden house. He's eager for the project to take off. So where does he see his new home?
I can guarantee that I will be high on a hill somewhere, hopefully overlooking a lake or something.
Flooding in areas like Johnston and Cranston will likely become even worse as climate change brings more extreme weather. The USDA thinks protecting wetlands and putting up a flood wall along the Johnston-Cranston border would reduce flooding in some properties. But it doesn't have money for those projects either. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.